Chapter 20. Ben-Hadad the king of Syria gathered all his army together, and there were 32 kings with him, and horses and chariots, and he went up and besieged Samaria, and fought against it. He sent messengers to Ahab king of Israel, into the city, and said to him, "Thus says Ben-Hadad, your silver and your gold is mine. Your wives also and your children, even the best, are mine." The king of Israel answered, "It is according to your saying, my lord, O king, I am yours, and all that I have." The messengers came again, and said, "Ben-Hadad says, I sent indeed to you, saying, you shall deliver me your silver, and your gold, and your wives, and your children, but I will send my servants to you tomorrow about this time, and they shall search your house, and the houses of your servants, and it shall be, that whatever is pleasant in their eyes, they shall put it in their hand, and take it away." Then the king of Israel called all the elders of the land, and said, "Please notice how this man seeks mischief, for he sent to me for my wives, and for my children, and for my silver, and for my gold, and I did not deny him." All the elders and all the people said to him, "Do not listen, neither consent." Therefore he said to the messengers of Ben-Hadad, "Tell my lord the king, all that you sent for to your servant at the first I will do, but this thing I cannot do." The messengers departed, and brought him back the message. Ben-Hadad sent to him, and said, "The gods do so to me, and more also, if the dust of Samaria shall suffice for handfuls for all the people who follow me." The king of Israel answered, "Tell him, do not let him who puts on his armor brag like he who takes it off." It happened, when Ben-Hadad heard this message, as he was drinking, he and the kings, in the pavilions, that he said to his servants, "Prepare to attack." They prepared to attack the city. Look, a prophet came near to Ahab king of Israel, and said, "Thus says the Lord, have you seen all this great multitude? Look, I will deliver it into your hand this day, and you shall know that I am the Lord." Ahab said, "By whom?" He said, "Thus says the Lord, by the young men of the governors of the districts." Then he said, "Who shall begin the battle?" He answered, "You." Then he mustered the young men of the governors of the districts, and they were 232. After them, he mustered all the people, even all the children of Israel, being 7,000. They went out at noon. But Ben-Hadad was drinking himself drunk in the pavilions, he and the kings, the 32 kings who helped him. The young men of the governors of the districts went out first, and Ben-Hadad sent out, and they told him, saying, "Men are coming out from Samaria." He said, "If they have come out for peace, take them alive, or if they have come out for war, take them alive." So these went out of the city, the young men of the governors of the districts, and the army which followed them. They each killed his man. The Syrians fled, and Israel pursued them. Ben-Hadad the king of Syria escaped on a horse with horsemen. The king of Israel went out, and struck the horses and chariots, and killed the Syrians with a great slaughter.